So welcome to another episode of the Project Hourglass podcast. And of course, I am your host, Sean. I'm going to be here helping you ladies out there to teach you how to tone up. And the reason why I'm going through this is, well, it's the most common situation that kind of comes up. It's the most common problem that ladies are coming across. There's a social event that's coming up. There's a special time coming up. Maybe you're hitting a milestone birthday. Maybe it's your friend's wedding, maybe your bridesmaid, maybe it's just the fact that you're on holiday and you want to be able to wear anything you want, from crop tops to singlets to a dress that shows your arms, and you just want to feel confident wearing this. So then you start to think of all the things that you can find. You search YouTube, you search TikTok, you search Facebook or Instagram, and you start to believe all the things that you see. Now, that's not on your fault right there. It's just making sure that you understand what you need to do. And so this is why I'm making this podcast, because there are so many mistakes that you can make. Because if you were to jump onto TikTok, then go into YouTube, you will find two different things. Well, first of all, TikTok will give you something that's going to be 20 seconds long to try and explain something that's much more in depth. Then YouTube might go to too much depth and you're thinking, where the hell do I even start with this? So you're probably going to choose something that promises you the best thing, like tone up in 30 days and eat this only and eliminate that. And this is where I want to draw the line and be like, okay, this is where we're going with this. If you want to tone up, if you want to get leaner, if you want to see yourself have great glutes, toned arms, whatever it might be, and fit your clothes more comfortably, this is what I'm going to teach you right now. And this is going to help you avoid so much mistakes that a lot of ladies do make along the way. So hopefully today you're going to find so much value out of this. I guarantee that if you start to take progress photo, sorry, if you start to take notes on this podcast, you're going to find yourself making so much more progress. And look, to be honest, you're probably going to be finding that this information is more useful to you. Now, I wouldn't lie. Why would I lie? Because, well, I have no incentive to. So you can only trust me right here. But I have been a personal trainer for over 10 years. I've also been an exercise physiologist and also dibbled and dabbled in things like bodybuilding too. So although I'm not going to show you all the tips about bodybuilding because we're not bodybuilders here, I am going to at least going to decipher what's going to really help you out from here. So the first thing is, what mistakes do you find that are happening? And the first one and the most common one that most ladies make when it comes to toning up is lifting light weights and avoiding the heavy weights. So you start to go into the gym and you're like, okay, those 5 kilos are looking big and chunky and they're black. So I'm going to go to the ladies' side of the gym where the dumbbells are pink and there might be 2 or 3 kilos instead. Now, if you are that lady right there, I need to make sure we put this politely, but stop doing that, because that's not going to help you get the effect. There is a lot of information out there, and especially like it was kind of like an old wives' tale. I shouldn't say that actually. It was old philosophy. That ladies should be lifting high reps with light weight and males should be lifting heavy weights with heavier weight. So heavy weights with low reps. And this will avoid getting that bulky look. Now, that's actually not true. The reason why that was such a truth back in those days is that if you're always lifting higher reps, like 20 reps, for example, it's going to be very, very hard for you to see increased amount of strength in that time because you're only hitting 20 reps. I mean, not only hitting 20 reps, you are hitting 20 reps. And 20 reps is so hard to do. So when you're lifting all those reps, you're not going to see your weight increase. And when your weight doesn't increase, then you start to go, you know what? Because this happened, and we believe that to be true. When really, especially in the year of 2024, when we got so much social media showing so many ladies and being examples of lifting heavier weights, actually having more desirable bodies, so to speak, desirable outcomes that ladies are like, whoa, I really want to have that. So if you are the lady who is lifting light weights and doing high reps, it's time for us to actually maximize on this by getting stronger and don't be avoiding heavy weights. So heavy weights, it's obviously a very subjective term, but what do you mean by this? So rather than trying to reach for those 2 or 3 kilo dumbbells that are pink, start to get stronger and lift things like 10 kilos, 15 kilos, 20 kilos for the dumbbells. Obviously, it depends on what the exercise is. But for example, your legs are strong. Your legs are made to be able to withstand more than just 10 kilos in your hands. So if you are not getting strong enough in something like a goblet squat with more than 10 kilos, you are limiting yourself from actually making true progress. Now imagine how much more pressure you start to put on your legs and also your glutes, and how much more they're going to shape up because you've decided to ditch the 3 kilos and start to grab the 10 kilos. Now let's take that another step further. What if we actually started getting you using a barbell? You're using a barbell to squat on your back, that's 20 kilos. You're gonna see so much more development in your legs and your glutes too. Now imagine if we start to do that for things like deadlifts, your hamstrings and glutes start to get even more out of that. Now, if we started to use that for something like a close grip bench press, your back of your arms are gonna get so much more toned. This is why we want to encourage a lot of ladies out there to stop avoiding the lightweights or stop avoiding lifting the things that we call the male things, like the barbells, and actually start to encourage you to do it more than anything. And I promise you that if you start to use these pieces of equipment a lot more, you're going to find yourself more confident because you're like, whoa, I proved something to myself that I can do this. And when you can do something and you prove it to yourself, it starts to bleed in other parts of your life, more than just lifting weights. You start putting yourself in a situation where you're like, yes, I can start applying for the jobs that I want because I feel worthy for this. You start to realize who you'd rather spend your time with as opposed to hanging around with people who you don't really want to hang out with. But the reason why you hang out with them is because it's better than being alone, apparently. Once you start to build more confidence in yourself, this is where it starts. It starts right here with you lifting weights. So the first mistake that most ladies make when it comes to toning up is always going for the light weights, the 2 kilos, the 3 kilos, and the 4 kilos, thinking that they're going to get bulky if they lift things like barbells instead. I highly encourage you to get strong and lift those barbells because you're going to be so much more proud of where you are, and also you're going to feel this confidence that no one actually talks about. So I hope you do this more. The second mistake that a lot of people make, a lot of ladies make this mistake when it comes to toning up, because we see this in the media where everyone's like, tone up shake, drink this, eat this, supplements that, eat this diet, 300 calories. But the one thing that actually helps you get more toned up is we're actually building more lean muscle mass, lean skeletal muscle mass. And the more lean skeletal muscle mass that you have, you're going to find yourself in a better position. Now, why do we start to think that we need to avoid doing these things? You need to stop thinking that you need to avoid high calorie based foods. Well, you want to make sure you actually eat the right amount of calories first, should I say. So afraid of gaining weight is definitely one factor. I can train someone who's probably 58 kilos and they think they need to lose weight. I actually put this out very much in front of all my TikTok. And I was like, if you're 55 kilos to 60 kilos and you think you need to lose weight, here's something that you need to reconsider instead. And what I used were M&Ms as examples because I thought it was ironic and I wanted to eat M&Ms afterwards. But we started to see that someone with 55 kilos and more muscle mass is going to be so much more beneficial for them for the health, but they also start to see that they're the person that they want to become. That's still actually the body composition they want, not the person who looks skinnier. And when we start to have more lean muscle mass, we go, well, do we really need to know about the weight? And if you're thinking to yourself, no, Sean, I need to hit a certain weight. Let's put this picture in your head right now. Just be honest and make sure you do this along with me. If you were 60 kilos, there's two versions of you. And one person, version A, has more body fat than version B, who has more skeletal muscle mass. Who do you think people are going to think, oh, that person actually looks more like 55 kilos? If you said person B, the person with more skeletal lean muscle mass, then you would be correct. And that is so important to know because it's not the weight that you actually want to achieve. It's the look of the weight that you want to achieve. You want to look like you're 55 kilos, but you don't really care what the weight on the scale says, as long as you look and feel what you want to, right? So once we start to realize that, then that's why we want to make sure we eat enough food to build that lean skeletal muscle mass. Now, very cliche thing, but if you haven't seen it already, a comparison of 1 kilo of muscle versus 1 kilo of fat, this is a large difference. You're going to see that the 1 kilo of lean skeletal muscle mass looks so much more insignificant, and size-wise, it's smaller than the 1 kilo of muscle. And this is why we want to keep encouraging you. And that's why you need to eat more food. Because once you've done step number one that I mentioned to you, you start to focus on lifting heavier weights. You start to get stronger. You don't avoid lifting weights. Your body now needs to recover. and have that lean skeletal muscle mass start to help tone up and heal, then that's why we need more food. And that's why you need to avoid thinking about the weight on the scale, and start to focus on actually allowing your body to recover. And once you've done that, you're going to be so much more happier with where you want to be. And so rather than avoiding things like carbohydrates and fats and when you're trying to eat protein and having a salad here and there, I love it when people say, oh, I eat a salad for lunch. It's like, do you want a pat on the back? Did you want me to be proud of you because you're avoiding carbohydrates? I don't know where this still lies, but I actually tell the person you need to eat more carbohydrates, and you also need to make sure you're fueling your body too. And once you start to fuel your body, you become a bit of a machine. You train harder, you recover better, you see more progress, and the progress keeps coming and the momentum keeps building. And that's another one that a lot of people do start to think about as well. Once they start to think about the number on the scales. And so carbohydrates become something that they think is bad. Oh no, I ate too many carbohydrates. I ate carbohydrates in my meal. I shouldn't have done that. I need to let everyone know this. If you're listening to this, ladies, carbohydrates is something that you need to allow your muscles to work. And if you ever want to feel like absolute shit and get absolutely nowhere, I dare you to cut out all your carbohydrates. Your weight's going to go down and you have no energy to do anything. You're going to have brain fogs and you're not going to get any progress out. Your training's going to be horrible and you're going to feel guilty because now you're going to be binging on things that actually have carbohydrates because your body's trying to find its physiological balance. So if you don't think that's going to help you, then why do that? Rather than trying to go for the most extreme thing, let's try and find something that's actually going to be more sustainable for you instead. So number one, once again, stop lifting light weights and avoiding the heavy weights. Start lifting the heavy weights instead. Number two, make sure you're eating enough food. Now, if you want to know what the caloric intake is, that's something that I can do for you. But just to give you an understanding, if your body needs 1,200 calories, you should probably be eating somewhere around 1,300 to 1,400. So there's a percentage increase of what your body requires for you to be able to build that lean muscle mass and actually start to get more toned because of that. You can't be eating in a deficit if you are thinking that you want to tone up. It's not going to happen. And the only way that that's going to happen is you have a significant amount of muscle mass already lying underneath in your body and under your fat. And then you start to lose the body fat percentage, which makes you look leaner as well. But you don't actually have to lose body fat percentage, so to speak. Just by once again, just building lean muscle mass, you start to lose body fat percentage. So rather than thinking about losing and losing and losing, why don't we start thinking about gaining lean muscle mass, which will inherently just push something off, which is called your fat mass. And I know it sounds a bit oversimplified, but that was the best way for me to explain it. Without getting into the sciencey stuff, like we don't need that, right? We need you to understand why we do things. Now, the last mistake that ladies keep making when it comes to getting toned is doing only cardio in HIIT training. There may be weights involved when you're doing some HIIT training too, but that's not actually lifting weights. That's not actually getting stronger. When it comes to toning up your muscles, you want to shape and define them. We need to make sure we're pushing a certain intensity. That's why we don't allow people to do 50, 60, 70, 80 reps unless it comes with a bit of intensity. Picture this once again. Maybe when you first started, you'd be like, I do 8 to 10 reps of squats. But after that 10th rep, you're like, I could do another 30 or 40 more. That's not what we want. We want you to tone up by doing exercises correctly, by matching the intensity. So how heavy should you be lifting? Well, just know that once you've done anything between 1 and 20 reps, that last rep should be very, very close to failure. You should be feeling like you could probably only do one more rep. If you feel like you can do more than the one more rep, because you can do 5 more, 6 more, 7 more, that's not enough for you to get stronger. That's not enough for you to tone up either. So that's why we want you to stop avoiding the heavier weights, because that's going to help you furthermore. And once you start to see this happen, because you start to fill yourself with carbohydrates and you're eating the right amount of food, you start to see lean skeletal muscle mass start to build up too. And that's when you start to find yourself going, you know what? I love this journey. I love how my arms are toning up. I love how my glutes are starting to tone up. I love how my legs are starting to tone up. I love also my life now, because I'm not going on this weird 750 calorie diet that's only soups and a handful of nuts and fasting 2 days of the week, because it's not realistic. And I have heard some pretty ridiculous diets out there, including one of them, which is like the 5-2 diet, where you can eat for 5 days of the week and you have to fast for 2 days. How miserable would that feel? And that's what we're trying to avoid here. That's what I want you to avoid here. So just to recap what the three things are. The first thing is making sure you're not lifting light weights and you're avoiding heavy weights. You want to make sure, let me say that one more time. I don't want this whole episode to go to waste. You want to make sure you are not lifting light weights, and you also want to make sure you're not just avoiding lifting the heavier weights. Start getting familiar with barbells, start getting familiar with the heavier weights like the 10 kilos and the 15 kilos when it comes to your squats and the dumbbells, because you're going to find yourself actually finding more progress this way. The second thing is making sure that you actually eat enough food. Don't make the mistake of not eating enough food. You may be afraid of gaining the weight, but the thing is, you're probably going to look so much better because you have lean muscle mass on you, which is going to help you look more toned up. Like I said, the lady who's 60 kilos with more muscle mass or lean skeletal muscle mass is going to be the lady who's also going to look like she's 55 kilos and has more shape and curves as well. And that's what I want you to avoid. Okay. I'm sorry. That's not what I want you to avoid. That's what I want you to work towards, and not being the person who avoids eating food. The last one is avoiding doing weights and only doing cardio and HIIT training. I know there may be weights involved, but when you're doing weights and jumping up and down just to get a bit of a sweat, that is not the effect that we're looking for. And this is what we want to make sure we can do for you, is to avoid doing more cardio. And instead of trying to decrease your body fat percentage by burning it off, I want you to start thinking about how can we start to increase the lean muscle mass, which will inherently push off fat mass off our body. And when you start to increase the lean muscle mass, your body fat percentage already decreases. So start thinking about this as a process to build up instead. Because if you're just doing group fitness classes all the time, you are not doing something that's catered towards yourself. Have a look to your left, have a look to your right. How many other people are doing the exact same thing? This is why we need to make sure that you are getting something catered to yourself. And this is why cardio and HIIT training, unfortunately, even though they trend really fucking hard right now, not quite the thing that you're looking for. Remember, you want to make sure you got the right tools used for the right job. Anyway, team, I'm going to leave it there for the time being. If you got some good value out of this, I hope you leave me a 5-star review on the Apple podcast for the Project Hourglass podcast. The goal for 2024 is to grow it as hard as I can and to make sure that ladies out there get this free information, and so they can avoid doing things like HIIT training and fad diets, thinking that this is going to give them the results that they want. Now, if they enjoy that, that's fine. But if you're looking for a specific result of building up your hourglass body and getting toned up, then we want to make sure you know what you need to do. And this is the podcast that I want ladies to refer to. And this is what we're going to keep aiming for the future. So all I can say is thank you so much once again for your support. I wouldn't do this if I wasn't getting downloads, if I wasn't getting the support that I'm receiving right now. And I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you all. Take care, everyone, and keep building momentum. I'll see you again tomorrow.